Greetings and welcome back to our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. We're now in the Darim, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet, at the top of the Amud, in the Mishnah, which we will cover in this and the next podcast, which continues with the theme that we saw in Mishnah Bet of things that a Madir is allowed to do on behalf of somebody who he has taken a ban from, or is not allowed to get Hanah from him. The first is Torema Trumato, Umasrotav L'da'ato. He can separate Truma and Masrot with his consent. Whose consent is unclear. We'll deal with that a little bit later. We assume here that the Madir is a Kohen, and he is allowed to bring Korbanot on behalf of the Mudar, including the nests for Ezav, Zava, Yoledet, and Chatat and Hasham. We'll have to see how that plays out. This, of course, is very thorny, but he may teach him. It was the Madir may teach the Mudar Midrash halachot v'agadot, basically all of Torah Shebal Peh, avalo yilam denu mikra, but can't teach him Torah Shebichtav. Avalam melamed hu et panav v'et panotav mikra, but he may teach the Mudar's children mikra. Alright, we'll get to that in the next podcast. Ibayaluhu. So now the first question that's posed is a side question, which will, the reason it's brought in here is because our Mishnah will be used to present, to argue in favor of one of the positions. Hani kohani, kohanim, shluchei didan havu, are they our agents or God's agents? The Minaf Kamina, who cares? The answer is, meaning, what's the difference? And this is, of course, the Gemara's consistent question. Whenever you frame a conceptual distinction between two things, there has to be a practical implication to that distinction. So, the Mudar Hana'a, the answer is, somebody who's Mudar Hana'a. If a Kohen is our agent, then the Kohen can't do something on your behalf. But if you say he is Hashem's agent, then Shari. So my, what's the answer? Toshma didnan, our Mishnah says, Makriv alav kinez avin, etc. Yemar shluchei didan kamahanilei. So how can you say the Kohanim are our agents? After all, he's benefiting the Mudar. But if that's the case, then why doesn't the Mishnah just say he can bring Korbanot from? Why does it single out these particular things? Ella, now just to interject, and I put this as a note on the page, that the category of Zavin, Zavot, Yoldot, and Metzoraim, that group of four, are called Mechusrei Kapara, people who, until they bring their Korbanot, are not allowed to partake of Kodshim. And Mechusrei Kapara is a little bit different. We'll see. Al Mechusrei Kapara Shani, the Rabbi Yochanan, called Tzuchin Dat, Chutz Mechusrei Kapara. We'll reinvestigate this a little bit later today in this podcast. But everyone needs consent when they bring the Korban, except for Mechusrei Kapara, which means a Mechusrei Kapara can have a Korban brought on his behalf without him saying so. After all, a person can bring a Korban on behalf of his children who don't have Da'at. If you look at the first Pasuk on the page, it's Zotorat Hazav, and the implication of that is Ben Gadol Ben Katan, that this entire rule, including the Korbanot he has to bring at the end, applies to a Zav even if he's a minor. Now, how can a Zav who's a minor be achieve Kapara? His father has to bring the Korban on his behalf. Elamiata, the Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan is saying this drasha, Zotorat HaYoledet. In the second Pasuk, you see, it says, this is the law of a Yoledet. You're going to say that also means a Ktana? Ve'Ktana Ve'Gdola? Ktana Levat Le'edahi? Since when is a Ktana able, since when is she able to give birth? And we have the famous Sukh of the Gimel Nashim, Vatani, Rabbi Bibi, Vakami, the Rav Nachman. Shalosh Nashim Mishamshot B'moch. There are three women who are allowed to use birth control. Ktana Umuberet Uminika. And in Yevamot, we discussed all of them. But Ktana, what's the reason? Shemati Dabera Tamut. But the concern is that she may become pregnant and then die because there's no way that she could actually give birth and live. And therefore, a Ktana could never be a Yoledet who's bringing a Korban. So Ahi, Zotorat HaYoledet, the answer is that Zotorat HaYoledet is expanding in a different direction, not to include Ktanim, but Ben Bikacha Pen Shota, to tell you that even if the woman who gave birth was a Shota, her husband can bring the Korban on her behalf, again, without her knowledge or consent, because she can't give consent, and she achieves kapara. Shkenadam evi korban al ishto shota, kidivei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't say that. What did he say? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kidivei Rabbi Yehuda korban ashir al ishto. Even though a woman, once she gets married, doesn't have an independent status of wealth, but takes the status of her husband, nonetheless, if the husband has to bring, if this is the way they stipulate in the ketubah, if she violates a law that has a subjective or a sliding scale, it's called korban olev v'yored, which depends on your wealth, then he brings the korban ashir based on her wealth. V'chol korbanot shechayevet, kach kotev l'achayuti itlach alai min kadmat dana. That's what he writes in the ketubah. He takes achrayut for all of that. Right? So major Rav Shimon bar Abba imaya kohen yizrok alav dam chatato v'dam hashamo. Rav Shimon bar Abba brought a challenge from a braita that's sort of an extension of our Mishnah. It says the kohen who is the madir can be zorek dam chatat and dam asham. Dam chatato, so we see that even a regular korban can be brought on behalf of somebody who needs dat. Well, this is now not a zavar or a yoledet. And therefore we say the kohani must be shluchei de shamay, the rachmona. I'm adopting the language used in Masechet Kiddushin, the more famous expansion of this discussion. So we say dam chatato shemetzar v'dam hashemo shemetzar. You know what this is talking about? Chatat nashem in our Mishnah, referring specifically to that of a mitzora who's also mechusak habar yichtiv. Zotorati torat ha-mitzora. Again, ben gadol ben katan, because a little kid could be a mitzora. Now tanan kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. We'll try a different proof to try to solve our question, which is that if a kohen performs pigul, pigul, as I pointed out in the note, is if a kohen or anybody, even a non-kohen during shechita, during any one of the four avodot, has intention that this korban will be eaten, or that the dam will be nizrak after its proper time, then it becomes a pigul and not allowed to eat it. So if a kohen is mefagel mezidin chayavin, if they do it on purpose, then they have to pay the value of that animal that was now lost to the donor. Hashogin b'turim. So if they're shogeg, the implication is they don't have to pay. That's sugin gittin. Elosh pigulan pigul. Nonetheless, their pigul is a valid pigul. Now, iamat bishlamash shluchei d'shmayavu. If you say they're Hashem shlichim, elosh pigulan pigul, then I understand that they're operating independently of me as the donor of my interests, and therefore the pigul is valid. Eliamat shluchei didanhavu. But if you want to say that they are our shlichim, are my pigulan pigul, then why is their pigul valid? Lemale, why don't I, the donor, say to him, shlicha shavitach litkunev lo laavti? I made you a shaliach in order to fix things and not to foul things. Right? Hamishani gabi pigul, damar kra, lo yachashev lo, mikol makom. So the answer is the pigul is different because the text says it will not be considered, meaning it's considered a pigul in any case, meaning even if he wasn't a proper shaliach, which means we're left unsettled here on the question of whether the kohanim are our shlichim or the shluchim of Hashem. Now back to our sugya. Gufam, Rabbi Yochanan, kol tzuchim dat chutz mechusa kapara. Rabbi Yochanan said that a mechusa kapara doesn't need dat. Shrei adam mevi korban al banav benotav haktanim. Now, elamiyata, yavi adam chatat chelav al chavero. And we're trying to expand that notion to saying that I could bring a chatat chelav. Chatat chelav is a regular chatat that's brought for any shogeg, like Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, etc., or for eating chelav. I could bring it on behalf of somebody else. Shekena dami vi al ishto shota, because after all, you just said that a man could bring for his wife who's a shota, Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we expanded Rabbi Yehuda to say that. So Alam Rabbi Lozar hafresh chatat chelav achaver lo asaklum. Why did Rabbi Lozar say if you designate a chatat chelav for your friend, it's a meaningless act? The answer is, let's go back and look and see if our application ishto shota is valid. Ishto shota echadami. How did that happen? Ida achlak she shota, if she ate chelev or mechal Shabbos, whatever it is when she was a shota, but korbani, there's no korban to bring. Vida achlak she pikachat, if she did it when she was a pikachat, v'nishtatet, became a shota. Yomi amravau, amrav yochanan, nachal chelev, if she korban v'nishtatet, v'chazav v'nishtatet, pasul. Even if a person violated it while sane, and then separated a korban, and then became an imbecile, and then became sane again, pasul, it's still no good. Hoel v'nidche, yidache. Because after all, there was a moment there of being a shota where there's no korban, which means it's impossible for a man to bring a korban chatat for his wife who's a shota, which means our expansion of Rabbi Yehuda didn't work. And therefore, applying it the way that we wanted to being mafrish, a chatat chelef for your friend, also is meaningless. So now we try another tack. Elamiata, yavi adam pesach al chaver, you should be able to bring korban pesach for your friend who's not part of your group. Because after all, you can bring it for your kids, and they don't have dat. Rabbi Lazar says the same thing he said about chatat, about a Pesach. If you separate a korban Pesach for your friend, it's meaningless. He says the pasuk selavet avot, that notion that everybody in the household has to be included is lav doraita, which means midoraita. The kids don't have to be included at all. They can just join in the Pesach without being counted, and therefore we don't need da'at at all. But your friend, you as an adult, certainly needs. Umay, how do we know that? The famous Mishnah in the 9th parak of Pesachim. I'm going to be shochet the Pesach for whichever one of you makes it to Yerushalayim first. The minute the first kid gets into Yerushalayim, most of his body, he's zoche, and then he merits on behalf of all the rest of his kids, all his brothers and sisters, with him. But if you hold that Selevet Avot is really Doraita, then al bisrakai umazakelu, how can he be standing there over shechted meat and be mazakeh to other people who aren't in Yerushalayim yet? Because after all, you can only be included in the korban while the animal's alive. So why did Father say this thing at all if you don't need to include kids? The answer was to try to get them, to encourage them to do mitzvot. So it happened that the girls one time got there before the boys, and it turned out as a result that the girls were considered to be praiseworthy and the boys not. Okay, back in the Mishnah we said that you can separate truma. We're going to go on another related question that's going to then invoke our Mishnah to try to prove it. Ibayalu, a question was asked. The Torah Mishal Oshal Havero. If one person separates truma from his own stuff on behalf of his fellow's stuff, sarich da'ato lo, do you need the other guy's da'at or not? And can you say, I know my friends just brought a bunch of stuff in to his granary, and I've got some stuff, and I feel like being a good friend. I'm going to separate mine and have it cover his, and now his stuff is mitzukan. Mi amrin and kevan deschutu lo, lo tzarich da'at, you can argue within the technical framework that what you're doing is a total benefit to the guy. And therefore, based on the rule of Zochim Adam Shalom Afanav, you can benefit somebody without his consent. It should work. Adima mitzvah dilehi, maybe you could say it's his mitzvah v'nechal el mi'amte. He'd prefer to do it on his own. So Toshma, let's see. Torah mitzvotav masrotav v'da'ato. Our Mishnah says that the Madir can separate Truma on behalf of the Mudar. But my asking, what's the case? Ilim amin bahla kri al shabala kri, if you're separating from the guy's grain on his own stuff, v'da'ato demam. And whose da'at do we have here? Ilim v'da'ato dilehi, and if it's the guy, the mudars, it's the mudar stuff on the mudar stuff with the mudar's da'at, so manin shavir shliach. Sorry, and it's your own da'at, then who made you a shliach? How can you do it? How can you go separate one guy's stuff for the rest of his own stuff without him telling you? The da'at or the balakri, it must be that the mudar, is mudar stuff on the mudar stuff with his consent. So hakem ahanile, then the ka'avish tukhutaya, then you're benefiting him, you're doing what he asked. Alam ishalo al shalna akri, it must be that you're using your own stuff on his. Well, da'at to the man, who's da'at? Ilem da'at to the balakri. Again, if it's the mudar's da'at, hakam ha'ayla, you're helping him. Alalav, da'at to the nafsh, it must be your own da'at. Umishalo toy masha chavero, you can separate. V'yametzarach da'at, hakam ha'ayla, so how are you allowed to separate it? It must be that you can do it without his da'at, because otherwise you're giving him hana'at. So what's the scenario? We're saying that in our Mishnah, when it says you could separate trumot to masrot, for the other fellow, it must be that you're separating from your using your own stuff on his, without his dot at all. It's your own dot, which is an awkward way to use the dato. And that way you're not benefiting him at all, and you see you don't need his dot. Now, we reject this. Again, because the read is very strange. The Ola, Mishal Balakri, Al Balakri. You're taking his stuff on his stuff. Rava says the case is a situation where the Mudar just announced, anybody who wants to come and take Truma on my behalf, come take from here. In other words, he didn't point you a Shaliach, but it's the dato. Now we have a second question that's again going to double back to our Mishnah as a proof. If you separate from your stuff on the other fellow's stuff, now it's clearly you're using your stuff. Who gets the Tovat Hana? In other words, who gets to decide which coin to give it to? You can argue that if it wasn't for my small bit of grain, it wouldn't have been metak in your granary. Or you could argue that if it wasn't for the fellow's granary, my small 2% wouldn't be truma. So he answered that the pasuk says it called from the parsha of Maser Sheni, says the rav natata, which means it's the guy whose stuff is being matukan that has to give. So again in our Mishnah, you can separate on his behalf. If you're going to tell me that it's his tovatana and he can decide which coin to give it to, you're benefiting him. It must be that tovatana belongs, unlike the answer that Rabbi Zeira gave, it belongs to the guy who separated it, who used his own stuff to separate. So, Amri lo, Mishal balakri, also balakri, ludato de balakri, b'omer kol atzel litrom yavo vitrom. So this is Rava's answer that we used earlier. This is where it first showed up. Rava said, where you separated from his stuff on his stuff, which means it doesn't touch the question that was asked of Rav Zeira. Our Mishnah is talking about where you separated from the Mudar stuff on the Mudar stuff, and the Mudar just announced whoever will take, well, that'll be fine. Now, to sum it up, Toshma da Amar Rabbi Yavon, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. When you're being podes, something from Hekdesh, only if you're the one who was Makdish it, you have to add the fifth, not anybody else. Umit Kaper Oset Tmura, it's only the person who would be expiated by this Korban who can make a Tmura. Meaning, if I'm Makdish a Korban for my Chatat, then I'm not allowed to, but if I make a Tmura, it's valid. But if somebody else does, their Tmura is not even meaningful. And the last one that we care about for our sugi is Vator Mishalo Sheno Shalo Tovatana Shalo. If you separate on behalf of somebody else, the Tovatana belongs to you. Good. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem in the next shir. At this point, analyzing those things that a mudar may do on behalf of a mudar.